No, but it was funny the other day. Okay, so you know how, like, mom sent out that email a few weeks ago about, like, well, you know, nothing to be alarmed about, but here are very specific situations all in sequential order about when your dad forgot things. I know, I'm recording too. Anyway.
Oh, good, I'm also recording.
Anyway. And they're like, well, she's like, well, all these times your dad's forgotten something, he can't find his wallet, but he's forgetting some things, but it's probably no big deal, just keep a lookout. I'm like, okay. And then I emailed Aurora, I was like, what do I think of this? Because sometimes I'm too close to the process. I have to, like, what do I think of this? And she'll write me back, and she goes, well, I think it's unfair for your mother to put you in that situation because, you know, really, I'm not there, and I can't do anything. But it does, you know, raise a concern, and how serious is it? How serious is it not? And to judge that. So anyway, I bring it up to Mom, and I was like, hey, well, it's a little unfair. And Mom's like, well, no, to be fair. She completely talked her way into a circle, in and then up out of that. No blame.
Oh, yeah.
Whatsoever. I mean, this was a good one. This was a very crafty one. I'll give her that.
Okay. Well,
and then in conclusion, I was just like,
I will at least, I won't side with her or you, but I will say that you wandered into sort of neutral territory. That wasn't home court advantage, either one of you there.
No, I know, it certainly wasn't. That's what I'm saying. Okay. It was funny because I didn't bring it up like in a rude. I was like, hey, thanks, Mom, for letting me. I really told her. I literally go, thank you for letting me know. I actually do appreciate that. But I was like, but I really do feel kind of awkward because I really can't do anything about it. And she's like, no, you can. Because here, honestly, what I was trying to do and what I think is a daughter. And then, so actually, I'm helping you. You're welcome. Mm. I was like, what? Hey, how did that happen? This got twist turned upside down. I'd like to take a minute and just sit right there and tell you how I became the friends
of time. Unfortunately, like we spoke of in past tense, some of the lessons that we must learn from our parents are ones that we must learn how to learn ourselves as adults. Because I think Mom is secretly encoding childhood lessons to you in her adult words.
Like she was or she is now? Or
she is accidentally. Mm. As in, I feel like her dancing... Her elegant dancing around the subject at issue is it's very good dancing. Like if there was like a So You Think You Can Dance, but of like if there was a So You Think You Can Talk Your Way Out of This nonsense,
and it was just like you bring up some like
stuttering, sweaty guys. But what happened is that actually there was a train coming, and I was driving to the warehouse, and I had the trailer attached to the truck, but the train came and it hit the trailer.
But you see,
and I
could have nothing to do with.
So you can see why this is totally not my fault, and this is all your fault, and you should actually give me a raise, and I should keep my job, and I should get vacation time. I want to see that. So you think you can dance your way conversationally out of this issue?
There's some really good people out there who could really nail it. You're right. That is entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah.
Huh? Cutest thing ever. So the Pope arrived at the White House, and I wasn't expecting, because they even said they didn't tell you what direction he was coming from, you know, for security reasons or whatever. And then they go, here comes the Pope in his Fiat. And he really did. He pulled up in little Fiat. It was pretty much the cutest thing ever.
Oh, man, I got Pope all over my Fiat.
So what's going on with Volkswagen? Turns out they're like super they're in trouble.
Happened with them?
Something about falsifying federal emissions tests or something.
Oh,
I don't know. Some people are pretty
they're like mostly
TO'd.
Diesel. What a bunch of douche schnitzels.
Here's the thing: when we were looking at cars, we were looking at vehicles, and we have our minds pretty open as to whatever kind of vehicle could come our way. And now, finally, I obviously have my amazing Nissan, but we went to Volkswagen. All their financing options are dumb. They want way too much for their vehicles. They don't offer you enough incentives. And it's like, really, that's like just the cost. Like, you don't have any coupons.
It's the circle of capitalism.
It's nuts. It was like, I was like, I don't like
Volkswagen. And it moves us It's true. Like this, I feel like this is the demon.
It's a demon
that comes up at every opportunity.
It's such a demon, though. Please talk a bit more.
At every lighting of the fire. I mean, I would say ultimately we're all battling against the great maw of mortality. Mm. And how cool can you make a thing for how long? Like, you could be a cool guy for like maybe 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe like Bob Marley was cool for like 10 years.
Or and then like the Fonz right now is doing commercials for reverse mortgage.
Henry Winkler will go on forever.
No, he is doing commercials for reverse mortgages, and there are pamphlets with his face on it.
He's created a never-ending river of happiness throughout all of eternity. And I would thank you to respect that.
I would thank you.
And do your laundry in it as well.
That's true.
Yeah, you just get off the old laundry mangle.
Because it reminds me of that one guy, that Winkler River.
Put your laundry mangle in Winkler River. And cleanse your souls of your shoe.
Cleanse your mortgage.
No, your shoe soles.
Yep.
No. Just cleanse your soul. That should be Finish Line's motto. Cleanse your soul. The Finish Line. So all of a sudden when I come in here to buy my kicks, I get sad, bro.
What's
what's the deal? Hey. Since you guys changed your motto.
Hey, where's your
Nathan?
Manager, Kirk?
Where's Kirk, Nathan? I couldn't help but crack during that because it was so funny.
No, it's really funny. You're absolutely right.
Where's Kirk, Nathan? I want to put that on his shirt. Where's Kirk, comma Nathan, question mark?
Nathan?
I don't know why. I feel like it's one of those, just like, it's like a major chord, or, you know, like, it's just, it's a harmonic.
Yeah.
It's a natural phenomenon that we've stumbled upon.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, that's funny.
Good stuff.
Whew, man.
Oh, what a hoot.
Oh, that just, every time we say names like that, it always reminds me of when Mom's like, you know, you were almost a Trenton Trevor.
Oh.
Because she was going to have, like, she's like, it would have been Katrina, Jason, and Trent and Trevor. And I'm just like, Mom, why would you almost name us Canadian?
Well, you did name your kids weird.
I didn't name my kids weird.
Yeah, they're weird.
Uh-uh.
I'm not saying bad, but, like, can
I
we
do
at least
not accept. Uh-uh.
Honestly address the idea of weird, which is
what?
Abnormal.
What?
Your kids are, hey, your kids, their names are queer. I'm just gonna say it.
They're not
your kids.
Nope.
They got queer names. Your kids are. They got queer names.
Nope. Don't accept
your
it.
Your kids have queer names. They're queer. I'm saying.
Whatever. Anywho. So, you know, Trent and Trevor, we would have been maple syrup suckers. Had those been our name. Or we could have two brothers. How did Mom even... She didn't know they were boys.
Syrup sucker, if it's not a gay bar, it ought to be.
A Canadian gay bar.
It ought to be. Oh, perfect!
Oh, we're just creating a whole new world.
And then, you know, 50 miles south of that is the Sac Tap.
Oh, no.
I think Sac Tap should at least be an American gay bar name.
Oh, well, that's funny, because if you put the syrup sucker at the top in Canada, and then you put the
that's
Sac
what I'm saying.
Tap
50 miles south, you got the Sac Tap.
Just gotta think
in
of
Vancouver,
that.
Washington.
It's all about the locale. Yeah, you're right.
Sac Tap, Vancouver, Washington, and then you got the whatever the other thing is named up in Canada. I can't remember it because it's a Canadian establishment.
Have you heard that song that's like something about Canadian beer or something like that?
No.
It sure is a funny song. Do I know what it's called? What is that song called? Beer.
Is it by
it's
that,
called Stronger Beer.
Oh, it's not that. It's not by that British guy who tore off all his skin 10 years ago in a video?
That's really gross, no. Oh, okay. I think it's something about, yeah, Stronger Beer in Canada.
Smartest, you eat M&M's.
Yeah.
Well, if beer gets stronger as you go north, then that, you know, mathematically works out because cervezas.
Keeps you warmer. Because it's cold.
Well, we got a lot of guys with beards here who have a lot to prove.
You know, they had a picture the other day of like the future grandfather, and it's like some like super, like, slim but muscular, awesome like three-piece suit wearing guy with some awesome haircut, but it's silver. Man. Like grandpas of the future. It's kind of like, are they going to be so cool in the future?
So much of that shit, those memes that we put out, is about making people.
Are they going to be so cool in the future, though?
No, it's about, like, probably not, because it's like that whole thing about if you see, like, 30's the new 40, and then you look, or 40's the new 30, the opposite of what I said the first time, and then you look at the person, like, their birth date was, like, 43 years ago, it's like, oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get why you're, it's like the way that Christopher Reeves suddenly started donating shitloads of money to spinal research when he got in a horse riding accident. It's like, oh, you're a nice guy? Well, I mean, thanks? Oh, God. It's like if Bill Gates were to get brain cancer and suddenly he started just shitting money into a piggy bank with brain cancer. Thanks.
Okay, I'm confused.
Literally, no, just shitting money.
Are you the piggy bank?
He invented a piggy bank that could get brain cancer. Why?
That's amazing. Good job.
Are you kidding? No. At this point, in my stupor, I am reduced to shouting catchphrases that I make up on the fly.
I get it. No, I get it. That's the energy you're coming with. I understand.
You want me to put my fist where?
I think you're. I think now you're just turning into like Kanye. Just like yelling bra a lot. Yeah.
Bra. Dude, I went back and watched that. I was so sad about how dumb that guy is.
Isn't that crazy? It is crazy.
God, that guy's so dumb. He thinks he's so smart. He really does. Dumb.
But then media somehow will twist it completely around and be like, later, be like, oh my gosh, he was such a visionary.
Wow.
And they're all going to be like, we were there and it wasn't so cool even then. So.
Yeah, it's as worrying as
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
This is the least classy comparison since Paris Hilton.
Trump. Well, clicking through pictures from Fashion Week, it really was just all about the nipples.
It's always all about the nipples.
Oh.
What's new?
I don't know. I guess it could, I thought it could be classier.
No, it's usually 102% about the nipples.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's another The More You Know. That's what we should do. We should put our vocals together and make
it. That's my crooner version of the, you know, you expect it. It zigs when you thought it was going to zag.
I know. Yours is like low, mine's high, but put them together. It's just one awkward.
It'll
like,
blow. It's like one out of harmony.
Just, yes!
Perfect. That's going to be the new, you know, I forgot. One episode, I was going to replace the intro with something, and I didn't. This time, I will, or I won't.
You're just, or I won't.
Or I won't. I need to go get a beverage.
Another one?
How many?
All I have is water. Well, I have two giant water bottles. I think they're like a liter or something. Yeah, a liter and a half.
Gigantic.
A liter of cola.
Liter cola? Do we have a liter cola? Well, let's see if you can Keep the conversation afloat while I disappear for near 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. All right. Burp. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's drinking water for the first 10 seconds of that one. Apparently, there's a mom. She was so poor that she left her newborn triplets at the hospital because she couldn't afford them. And that breaks my heart because I'm not even close by and I could just have three babies. I don't know if they just give them to you, but I could have three more babies. And my husband would kill me, but I would take, I'd take three more babies or three puppies or three kittens. Definitely kittens. Because today we went over to my friend Sarah's mom's house, Mary. She lives down the street, and she had one of the kittens that she rescued still. And his name is Garfield, and he's super orange and crazy soft and kind of like long fur. Oh, my goodness, he's so cute. I could definitely take a kitten. Yeah, any time of day. Any time of day, just more kittens. But I can't have any fur. Oh, hi!
Hey! I had to urinate also, so it took a little bit more than 30 seconds.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just be super patient here.
Most of it is really like, you know how when you turn on a hose when it's like super hot out, and most of the water comes out hot? It's like that. It's like I'm mostly just waiting for the hose to drain. Y'all. I'm just like, when's all this hot liquid gonna be done?
Oh, no. Like, was it in the hole?
It doesn't matter what the context is of that sentence. When you say, when is all this hot liquid going to be done, you are instantly made gay. Fucking, who's super straight these days? Is anyone super straight?
I don't know.
I feel like being super straight is the same as just being neutral. Like, I feel like all the jitter.
Just sound like a new dance move. Trans-jitter.
Yeah. Trans-jitter.
Bam, bam.
Trans-jitter. I'm trans-jittering. Like that. I feel like all this transgender and all this homosexual talk and also all the misogynistic talk has basically
all of it.
Made
everyone likes massages.
Like the scale is just super warped. It's like I can just do whatever I want.
You can though. That is what that means.
Oh, good.
Did you crack open another beer, Chase?
Yes, I did.
What you drinking?
Boulevard Brewing Co. It's a Kansas City. You know what?
No way! Are you serious?
It's a Kansas City brewing company, which
That's
is weird
hilarious.
For this podcast. I also got it because, actually, I should go, even as much as I hate that motherfucker, Jess. I should go turn the remaining three beers in the fridge upside down because it's a good way with these wheat beers, especially the ones that are brewed right. It's like an hourglass. When you store the beers upside down, all of the sediment goes to the top. So when you turn it upside down and open it, it's flowing through the beer when you drink it.
Oh, that is floating a great the bottom. Tip, Jason.
So, but it's wheat Jess. Beers because wheat beers have a little bit of sediment in them. At least
Only the wheat.
The ones here. So
is that because of all the glutens?
It is. You couldn't have this beer; it would make you die.
That would feel like it. But, so, Jason, here's the deal. Science has bad news for guys with man buns.
Oh, on the tops of their heads, not on their butts, where they should be.
Ooh, I like
So, guys with full
buns.
Heads of hair, right?
Mm-hmm. You got some cute man buns. That's what I say to my husband. He does.
I'm about to put your body in the oven and bake you to death to
I'm
have
gonna
some nice
you.
Man buns. I'm going to bake you to death.
Get you some perfect little toastiness and little golden finish.
Delicious.
Okay, so it says, the style of men pulling their hair into a knot above or behind their head has taken male fashion by storm. While there's no Man Bun Institute offering official statistics, a casual stroll through any U.S. city or college town offers ample evidence for the trend.
Okay.
I don't get what they're... I don't even...
Is there more to it?
Science has two words that should strike fear into the heart of anyone who has embraced the fashionable do.
I already know that this is completely dumb.
Hold on. It says, traction alopecia. It's really, really common, a dermatologist said. I see it probably once or twice a week. The condition which causes acute baldness around the forehead and temples is a direct result of hairstyles that pull the hair over long periods of time.
Welcome to the next generation of falsified
They're putting traction on their hair follicles that the hair is not really meant to take.
Yeah, this is traction completely not real.
Alopecia.
Completely and 100% made up, not a real thing. This
you know
is
what
bullshit.
We have here? We have a number situation. Isn't that Common Core? I'm not sure what it is.
We have a I think it's a number. It's a a number situation maybe. No, what we have here is just nonsense.
Yeah.
It's the thigh master.
Don't say it's a trend. Don't.
It's the same thing.
How else do you get my thighs so supple?
The version of this before this, or maybe a couple leaps, a couple generations before, was hat wearing, which I'm wearing a hat proudly right now.
Oh, hats are the best.
They used to tell you that hats cut off circulation to your scalp and cause baldness. And
you just shaved your head. You knew how to.
That's exactly as bullshit as this. Oh. If you're going to keep your hair, pulling your hair back is not going to lose your hair. That's completely bullshit.
A dermatologist said it, Jason.
Oh, a dermatologist? My mistake.
Well,
I'm going to go punch that guy in the
I think it was a girl.
All right, you know what? She, as a dermatologist, should know more about this.
She should.
I'm going to punch her in the dick.
I'm going to punch you in the dick.
And I'm going to put the onus on her to identify what's medically accurate about that statement.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, I had to read this headline twice. Japan's 105-year-old quote-unquote golden bolt sets sprint record, misses his personal best. One day after turning 105.
What's a golden bolt?
He's the world's oldest competitive sprinter. I guess he's golden bolt.
Wait, he beat a world record but missed his personal best?
Yeah, I don't understand how that works, but probably because he's the oldest.
I understand what they're trying to say, but I also know that Japan highly reveres their elderly, and again, this smells like complete bullshit. I happen to grow up in a province with this particular individual.
Oh, his name
is a piece of a shit.
His name is Hidekichi Miyazaki.
Oh, Hidekichi Miyazaki. I know him.
I know him very well.
We joined the original offshore whaling team. It is like a 4-H, but for younger Japanese. We go, instead of identify, is this fertile pig, we say, have you properly murdered a whale? And we say, yes, I have. I have killed many more whale than are necessary. I have a pasta test.
That is so great. Mm-hmm. That is so great.
What were we talking about?
I have the most random fact.
You really derailed this podcast.
Was it on a track?
No. That
we've
was a
talked
trick
about
answer.
Nipples. We've talked about wheat and turning your beer upside down. We've talked about pretty much everything.
I feel like all these things are things that could be on a train, which could be on a track.
Yet somehow we managed to fuck it up.
That's like the fourth time you said a swear word on this podcast. Ding 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 ding.
Well, I'm just trying to follow your lead. It's late at night, and I think my kids aren't close to being around, and it's just, like, easier to say, fuck, 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 fuck.
Nice.
Just because it's hilarious. Not because the words actually have meaning, as you and I have previously discussed.
It's hilarious. It's awesome. And not only that, I don't know how they do it, but there's a way to parent kids where you can swear around the kids and they don't swear around the adults. And that's all we ask for. You know what? Honestly, you can't tell me that you give a single shit whether or not your kids swear around other kids, because who gives a shit? But all you want is for them not to swear around you and your friends, because for some reason it's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. It's hilarious, but I just don't want to be.
It's embarrassing.
Well, you know who's going to do it. It's going to end up being Roscoe. Yeah. Right now, his thing is, Roscoe, you need to go to nap. And I'll say, Roscoe, it's nap time. And he's like, no, it's not. And I go, Roscoe, don't be rude. And he goes, you're being a big jerk. I'm like, man. Well. Or he'll say, you friggin' idiot. And I'm like, whoops.
Just wait until they start having, like weekends aside with Uncle Jason. I will only reinforce that.
No, dear Jesus.
Honestly, though, you want me to, because that's the kind of thing that that makes those stories in high school go the way where it's like, I had the knowledge of an adult, and I didn't have to, like, be some stupid kid. Like, all the shit that we've talked about on this place about, like, yeah, I got victimized by some stupid adult who I just felt like had power over me. The things I will say to your kids will make it so that those situations go the other way, and it will be awesome for everybody.
Are you trying to live out your mistakes and try to fix them with my own kids?
I'm trying to live out all of our mistakes.
All of our.
Your children who can take it because they're smart. So deal with it. I'm going to be the uncle who advances them far beyond their years.
Oh, as long as you leave sex and all that stuff out of it. That's not for them. Not yet. It will be, and eventually they're going to have to
I'll tell them about threesomes. In theory. But I hear
Uncle Jason said sex.
I hear they're great.
Stop. I don't care what your mom said. I have. I've been with a woman.
I mean, maybe it was an Oculus Rift, but, you know, that stuff's getting pretty technologically advanced these days, and that's pretty much the same thing. Like,
so
by
basically,
the guys
movie
Her
was
up,
based
that's what
after
you'll
me,
be doing.
But that's just a rumor.
It's just a rumor. Like, not a rumor in the sense that people talk about it in different rooms, in the sense that people are tweeting about it a lot. I wonder if the word rumor has so much to do with buildings, and if it's so far unforetold to illogical. This is a new character that I'm working on. This he's thinking about it.
Oh God!
But he's also talking to a girl at a farmer's market, like he knows what he's talking about. Like it's not like his first day. But
no, okay.
But he knows what he's talking about. He takes a little longer to explain himself than is necessary, and he seems a little distracted. Maybe possibly stoned, but you know, like he's
more
he's
than
still,
likely.
He's still mostly connecting on most cylinders. In most of the ways that you would expect. He's still okay.
All right. Woo. Guys, we almost didn't
that
make it through
that. That is an elaborate
one.
New character.
Woo.
I'm working on that.
Good thing.
What's that supposed to mean?
Okay, here's what I don't get. Okay, when they have stats like this, please help elaborate. It says, if all the Scrabble tiles ever produced were placed in one long line, they would stretch 50,000 miles.
That's twice
the circumference of the Earth. Somehow we have just a bunch of Scrabble tiles and piles. Okay.
Piles of tiles.
Piles of tiles with letters.
I that doesn't mean a single thing.
This
goes back to the.
But I can really think on these things, and I'll sit there and be like, but like, Who brought up these stats?
How fucking wide is a Scrabble tile, and who cares? Is what I say to that.
The distance, and it's like, are they fibbing the numbers out of the Scrabble factory?
My penis is 200 miles long. Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? Who cares? I think we just invented a new thing.
Who cares? I think we most certainly did. You okay there? Is that your cough?
No, that was... You
Is
didn't
that
hear
your
it?
Special cough?
You hear the landing?
Yes, no, I hear the flicking and I hear the metal. Yes. I just haven't heard that cough yet.
Cares!
Oh, God!
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, my gosh. So, apparently, a weather service accidentally sends Connecticut a tsunami alert. Whoopsie doodle.
Oops.
Oh, my gosh. Oopsies. I'm sorry. I sat on the buttons. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Are you guys mad?
I'm so embarrassed and sorry.
I am so sorry. Are you guys mad about... Are you guys still mad about the tsunami?
You guys still super steamed.
Is that... Gosh, you guys did get kind of mad about that, didn't you? Oh, my gosh. No,
I know you're mad.
Gosh. I'm so embarrassed.
But are you deliciously steamed?
to perfection. Makes it easier to bite.
I don't have any teeth.
Really. Oh, my gosh. It's so cute. Sometimes every once in a while when we're at Vintage Park and we're at coffee time, I forget that they don't have their own teeth until they laugh or start talking and one of their sets of dentures starts to tumble out a little bit. But then, like, mid-sentence, they try to, like, tumble it back in with their lips.
This is a weird thing. I feel like there should be a German-Japanese word for it, which is when I'm watching Let's Make a Deal.
Ooh, and
I see an elderly woman smile at the camera, and she has better teeth than me.
She does.
Know for a fact those aren't real.
They're not real.
And there's got to be a word for that, where it's like, yes, thank you for putting in the effort, just as if you had gotten a boob job.
Oh.
Which is not a job at Hooters, like one might have thought, because if I get a pizza job, I'm working at Domino's. But if I get a boob job, I'm not working at Hooters. It's curious.
You're laughing at yourself.
I don't think people know it's a joke unless I laugh. Also, this is my impression of John Malkovich.
No, that's pretty spot on.
Okay.
I'm going to give you that one. Okay, this kind of sounds like... Okay, I'm not saying...
I'm walking to the end of a dock. If you'll notice, my legs are quite distended. See, you don't know if I'm joking unless I laugh.
No, I just...
Such is my cast!
I just didn't know when you were done. Okay, this one, it says, there was a bear hit with a tranquilizer dart, runs into a pond, and drowns.
Wait, what was it? From start to finish.
That's
what was that sentence again?
Bear hit with tranquilizer dart, runs into pond, comma, drowns.
Yeah, it's kind of like the opposite of when you light a firecracker that doesn't go off.
Isn't this
And then you're just like... But then at the same time, you're like, dude, just give it a second. Don't walk up to it. Just don't walk up to it.
Don't. Ah, why'd you walk up to it?
You're better off leaving it. Yeah. But instead you get, like, your throat slashed by a lethargic bear.
And that's what's funny is, like, it says, efforts to corral a black bear at a Nevada golf course came to a grim end when wildlife officials tranquilized the animal. So, like, these people that were paying to protect the animals effectively killed it. And why'd the bear have to be black again? Why did it have to be like that?
You know what I like most about the story?
I like a lot of
it. Is the fact that we're hearing about it. Because,
I know, it's an odd
Like, 100 years ago, it would have been like, bear successfully dealt with. It would have been like, no problems here. Go on and cheat on your wife and do cocaine.
What?
Don't worry about bears. Either way, there's another bear. It's dead. Who cares? Oh, God. I like how much it matters now.
True. That's a He's just like, point.
Holy shit! Lions and bears? What next? Tigers?
That's ridiculous. Stop it.
Cecil and Yogi? And what's next? That fucking tiger from the Jungle Book? Whatever the hell his name was?
Shere Khan.
Shere Khan?
Shere Khan.
Shere Khan?
No. Shere Khan. Not Shirkin.
Yeah, okay. Shirkin?
Shirkin.
He's Chinese. He's of Chinese descent. Shirkin, the Chinese tiger. Seems racist to me. I don't think you should be able to name them that.
I don't think they got a... They certainly did.
Yeah. Chink the panda.
Oh God. I know I'm not supposed to laugh, but I can't stop it.
Now who's the racist?
I don't know.
The person who made the joke or the person who is involuntarily laughing?
I don't know.
Or humanity.
Oh, that would be a cute meme if you had a little manatee and it just said Hugh.
So I hate to tell you, that's already been
no!
a meme.
No! Yeah. Is it already a meme? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it really? I'm looking
yeah.
it up.
Type in H-U-E space
No, it's H-U-G-H.
Manatee.
Oh, you're talking about the meme with the colors behind it. The
yeah,
H-O.
The one that you said
I was
phonetically
thinking H-U-G-H,
speaking.
Like Hugh Hefner, what? Like Hugh Jackman, like Hugh Manatee. Like, oh, what? We should put
Just
Hugh
like
Jackman
a manatee
or Hugh
with
Hefner's.
A gigantic all, ripped hairy chest.
We should, yes, we should
and
put all the Hugh's
coming
heads
out of his
on
fins.
Manatees and then have people figure it out. Like, literally put Hugh Hefner's face on a manatee.
Oh,
like
I was thinking
robe.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, that too. Put him with the facial hair and everything, and then just let people figure it out quietly, and then let them giggle in their office chairs.
I like the idea of a wolf manatee.
That's what I mean. Wolf manatee.
A mantarine. Somehow the water goes back inside. It's a canteen, but a Wolverine that you can also just wield.
You definitely need to draw that one for this Sipcast. That's hilarious.
A mantarine.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what it is, but I do know that it produces candy at Willy Wonka's factory.
Oh, gosh.
Several of our product lines are generated by the wolf mantarine. Wolf mantarine. Wolvertain.
Oh, the humanity. I just love that.
I don't know what the fuck we call it. I do know that we sell... knights... With our Oompa Loompas in the gift shop.
You say nice?
You may spend an evening with an Oompa Loompa for an undisclosed amount. It's it's Oompa Loompa. It's on an Oompa Loompa basis.
What?
It's like that. It's like case by case. It's as nearly many symbols as Oompa Loompa. And all you have to do is say Oompa Loompa basis, and it kind of sounds like a now or later.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
All right then.
Ooh.
We'll just make this a short episode. No offense.
No offense to who?
To the Oompas or the Loompas. Alley Oompa.
Oh my God, whatever. Oh my goodness.
3, 2, 1.
Okay. Yes!